Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm. In the eyes of all the nations and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of Jerusalem. Of our God. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, whose birth is the good news we proclaim during this Advent and Christmas season, dear fellow redeemed. We mentioned in our first midweek Advent service that when God told Moses to take off his sandals because he was on holy ground. It was both a practical and theological significance. Practically speaking, because his sandals were dirty, muddy, possibly filled with sheep dung, and taking off his sandals before the presence of God was a symbol of humility, of reverence before the Lord. Theologically speaking, because feet have a significant theme in the Bible. In fact, God speaks about feet in the very first promise that he gives to us. He says, the Messiah, the coming Messiah's heel, figuratively, would be bruised by the serpent, Satan. But his foot would then crush Satan's authority, crush his head. Later, Jesus washed his disciples' feet, showing them that they're completely washed by his shed blood, symbolically speaking. In our text today, we hear again, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good tidings, good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Beautiful feet. It's like a very strange and funny description of those who proclaim the gospel. I don't think I've got beautiful feet. In fact, my children kind of laugh at me. I've got really long toes. They look almost like fingers. Not beautiful at all. And yet God says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Isaiah singles out feet as a part of the body as important because it's the feet that bring the messenger to be able to stand before people and speak the good news. Our text is a very interesting picture. There's a battle that's been waged, and now a messenger is running back from the battle to the city to tell them the news. The people looking over the wall see him coming way in the distance, coming down the mountain. He's running fast down the mountain. Out of breath, he gets closer. He shouts, good news! Runs some more. Takes a deep breath, shouts, peace! Runs a little closer. Shouts again, good tidings! He gets just about to the wall and he says, salvation! The gates open, he runs into the city and he yells, your God reigns. And immediately, the watchmen on the towers and the walls start spreading that message throughout the whole city so that soon everybody in the city knows this good news. The God of peace, the God of salvation, he reigns and he's coming to Zion. But Isaiah says, not only will they hear this wonderful message, they'll also see it. They'll see the peace. They'll see that deliverance. They'll see the good tidings. They'll see their God reigning when they come back to Jerusalem. Let's read again verses 7 and 8 of chapter 5 of Isaiah 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. So these words remind you of our Christmas gospel, Luke 2. There we also hear of messengers, not earthly messengers, but heavenly messengers. We learned a couple weeks ago that angel means messenger, one who proclaims a message for God. Indeed, how beautiful are the feet of heavenly messengers. They're perfectly created beings. On that first Christmas evening, one angel, one messenger, proclaimed a message of good news, peace, to the shepherds. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And then a whole sky full of angels said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Good news, peace, good tidings, salvation. Your God reigns. But in this case, the watchmen not on the walls, the watchmen were the shepherds watching their sheep. These shepherds listened. They heard the message, and they believed it, and they ran swiftly, not over mountains and valleys, but to the nearby town of Bethlehem to see this thing which had come to pass. They wanted to see God's grace in action, God's love in person, to see him in the very baby born and laid in the manger, and we're told, and they had seen him. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. They then became messengers who ran swiftly through to Bethlehem, back to their sheep, telling everyone what they had seen. Isaiah draws a second picture in our text. Even though he wrote these words 100 years before Jerusalem was destroyed, he speaks of it as if already the ruins were there. And he says, sing, O ruins. We read in verse 9, break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. Because of their sins and their unbelief, they sold themselves into the slavery of Babylon. They became captives in Babylon because they rejected the Lord God. But now, as the Old Testament kinsman redeemer, the Lord God redeemed them, bought them back, and brought them back from the powerful land of Babylon, back to Israel, back to Jerusalem, to rebuild the walls and the temple of Jerusalem in praise to his name. Isaiah writes, the Lord has made bare his holy arm. We see the same thing today, don't we? Roll up our sleeves and get to work. The Lord rolled up his sleeves, laid bare his powerful arm, and did something unheard of. Mighty Babylon was destroyed, and the Israelites were set free. We're told that in the eyes of all the nations, this would be seen. He would set free and bring back his people to the promised land. Well, we and all the people in this world did the same thing Israel did. We've sold ourselves into the slavery of sin, death, hell, Satan. Every single day, we sin in our thoughts, the words we say, the actions that we do. Satan is our taskmaster. We would have remained in the slavery and captivity of sin and death forever had not our nearest relative, our kinsman redeemer, Jesus, bought us back. He came to redeem us from sin and death, Satan and hell. That's why he was born as a baby, become one of us, to fight our battles for us and to win the victory for us. Jesus rolled up his sleeves and he went to work. He kept God's law perfectly in everything he said, everything he thought, and everything he did. And then he set his face toward Jerusalem and the cross. He said, for this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world. He went to the cross as our substitute sacrifice to pay for our guilt, make restitution for all of our sins. The punishment he deserved was laid upon him, and Heavenly Father condemned his own son rather than us, because of his great love for us. And then Jesus rolled up his sleeves again in power and raised himself from the dead and conquered sin, death, and hell and gives us life. Good news, peace, good tidings, salvation. Our God reigns. Even though that happened a long ways away from here, many, many miles in Bethlehem and Jerusalem, even though it happened many, many years ago, almost 2,000 years, those first messengers, angels and the shepherds and then the prophets and the people have made Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection known throughout the whole world. So we too could say today, in the eyes of all the nations and all the ends of the earth, have seen the salvation of God. The word of God is spread around the world. In less than 2 weeks, we're going to be celebrating the birth of our beloved Savior Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem. And on that Christmas Eve night, the beautiful feet of our little children will come up here, and their voices will proclaim to each of us good news, peace, good tidings, salvation. Our God reigns. As your messenger, as your watchman, I got good news for you too. Good news for your ears, first of all. For unto you is born in the seed of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Good news for your eyes. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And good news for your mouths to share with others. You can be just like other watchmen, other messengers, like the shepherds, and say, I've seen Jesus. I've seen the Christ. I've seen the Messiah lying in the cradle. Come to me, for me. And then on the cross, dying for me, and risen from the dead, raised from the dead for me, and for you too. To tell others, Jesus has come to give us life and salvation. We too, with swift, beautiful feet, should run through our life and say, good news, peace, good tidings, salvation. Our God reigns. Christmas really demonstrates the Father's great love for us. It's His gift. His gift of love because He gave His only begotten Son to be our sacrifice for us. Send Him into this world. What an amazing, undeserved love our Father has for us. As spectacular as God's redemption and deliverance of the people from mighty Babylon was, His deliverance through Jesus from Satan, death, and hell is far, far greater. The message of Christmas is awesome. The message of Christmas is God's great love for us, giving us the greatest gift ever, His Son, and forgiveness, and life, and salvation. It's a message that's to be proclaimed far and wide. God has called me as a public messenger to run swiftly and proclaim this message to you and those whom I meet. But God has also called you not only to hear this message, but also to do the same, to be watchmen, to be messengers, to bring this message to others. All of us human, sinful human beings have been purified, have been cleansed alone through this Savior Jesus, who died and rose again for us. Our eyes have seen the Lord's salvation, which has been prepared before the face of all people. And like Simeon, we too now say, Lord, let us depart in peace from this house, your house. And with eagerness and zeal, proclaim your word to others as we run our race, the race of life, that you've laid out before us. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.